What is up, everybody? It's us, the Triple Clowns, and me, D.O. Double G, Randall Johnson, alongside the Truck Stop Burrito, A.J. Ryder, and we are bringing you Belmont, the late pick four for Saturday, July 9th. That's right, the late pick four, kind of a big race day for Belmont. With everything going on, everybody ready to change up for the summer. This is a good one. A lot of the girls being out there running. A.J., I'm excited about this day. Let's just start it off in race eight. For Saturday, July 9th. Tell me about the race.
Let's do it. So the first race for our late pick four is race number eight, the Victory Ride. It's a grade three for three-year-olds, three-year-old fillies, mind you. And it's going 6.5 furlongs on the dirt. Randy, just kick it off.
Yeah, I'm going to go right away with I'm pretty chalky here. I will say that a little bit, but I am fading the favorite. I'll give that away right now. Smash Ticket there. The two horse here. Why is Mike Smith there, AJ? What do you think?
That's a decent point. He's never rode this horse before.
Never rode this horse before. He is in a race right before this in the Oaks.
Yep.
And I would say, listen, if that horse wins, California horse, but he's 15-1, I believe, right? Cairo Memories, 12-1 morning line. Hey, listen, if that horse wins by fucking 10, I don't know. Maybe that's why he's here. But to go to a 12-1 shot following from California, I feel like this one must be hot as well. I mean, and obviously this horse is a good horse anyway. I think he's a must use. I think he comes from big tracks. I think that's good. He's a must use for me at 5-2. So I'm going to go with the two right off the bat. The next one I'm going to go with is the six here, Hot Peppers. Hot Peppers comes off a win and a second here. And I think this horse will be close to the lead. I'm two back. I'm going to throw that race out. I didn't say second. I'm going to throw that second race out. That's what I wanted to say. This horse, I mean, if you throw that race out, I mean, look at the horse. My gosh. You know, numbers don't jump off the page at you, but that's what it can. Maybe a tad short, possibly. But definitely, I think, could steal this race and go very close to the lead. And the other one I'm going to go with is the four, Happy Soul. Happy Soul, I have down is may have found her happy place. Let's just put it that way. I think this at 6.5, huge numbers. Line through the Keeneland start there. But other than that, this horse, the real deal. I think this horse will be near the front as well, can run the distance. So I really like that. I think the five is the favorite because of the five's name, because of the five where it ran before. Not that the horse isn't a good horse, was an expensive horse. Wouldn't be terribly shocked if the horse won, but I think getting way too much love because of the name of the horse, and that's it.
You know, I went too deep here, and I do like your point on the two Smash Ticket with Mike Smith aboard, especially when you looked at the Lone Star race. You know, just ran out and crushed everybody by 11 lengths. Southern California horse, Southern California jockey for the most part with Mike Smith. So that makes sense. I didn't go there though, because I am with you on the four. The four is a borderline single to me at this point. I'm very much considering this. If you look back, this horse is 2-for-2 at Belmont by 11 lengths both times, one being a two-year-old stakes race, the other being the maiden special weight that it won. 2-for-2, Wesley Ward, Hall of Famer Johnny Velasquez on board. I thought ran well, pretty well in the Miss Preakness throughout the Ashland that it ran in at Keeneland. But 3-to-1, this is my favorite horse in the race, borderline single to me. I did go with the five, though. I didn't fade it. The numbers just stick out to me too much. I do not like the fact that this horse has never ran here at Belmont, so I'm not sure how the Arkansas-Kentucky jump will go. But when you look at what this horse has gone against and the races it's ran, it's pretty hard to leave off the table. I would just feel stupid to leave UL Rosario and Pretty Birdie off the ticket. So I went chalk. I went 4-5.
4-5. Yeah, I don't see much in this race, you know, besides the favorites here. And I do have to say, when you talked about that four, and that is Happy Soul. Yep. Happy Soul. Talk about a horse for the course. What, 23 lengths, two races at Belmont, one by 23 combined? I mean, and they weren't bad races. I mean, mind you, a little shorter, but that's okay. Young, took some time off afterwards as well, but horse for a course. I can't imagine the four won't be favored over the five when people see that line at Belmont. But yeah, I mean, I borderline single here. I agree. The two's just a question mark for me. And I might make that decision after I see Cairo Memories in the race before. And listen, I'll probably be betting Cairo Memories because Mike Smith's there on a 12-1 shot at the same angle. So who knows? We'll see. All right. So let's move on.
All right. Well, race 9, we're switching over to the turf, the Belmont Derby, the grade 1 for 3-year-olds. We are going a mile and a quarter on the inner turf here at Belmont Park. And I'll start it off. And I went kind of bombs away here a little bit. I do like this 12 limited liability with Jose Ortiz up there. I thought in that last race in the grade 2, the Pennington Ridge, I thought he was closing really, really well. And when you watch that race, he looked like he had a lot left in him. To stretch it out now to a mile and a quarter, which he has never ran before, seems like an absolute great move. I mean, you're talking about 5 starts, 2 seconds, or 2 wins, and 3,
third
show finishes. Never out of the money. 12-1. Love this. I love this a lot at 12-1. The 5, pretty. No, I'm sorry, but goddamn, I'm looking the wrong way. The 10, Nation's Pride. Weird, you know, but it's a Godolphin horse. And when you look at what it's done overseas, 4 wins, 6 starts. You got Frankie Dettori in the irons. That's hard to turn down at 5-1. So out of the international invaders in this race, that's going to be my top choice. Only, has got also got the win at a mile and a quarter before in its backpack. And then the 4 Classic Causeway, which is a horse we've talked about quite a bit. But this horse is switching to the turf for the first time. And when you look at the last time, 123. What a number at a mile and an eighth. There's something about this horse that I've continued to bet every single time I've watched it run. I've never, of course, really made any money off it since Saratoga. But, Julian LaPerouse, 12-1 on a horse trying the turf for the first time. Let's do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Your number one pick in Nation's Pride is mine as well. I mean, I think you could pretty much hit it on the head. Dettori, Appleby, shipping. I don't know if you saw that number. That shipping number is just ridiculous when he ships over here. We've seen that. We've seen it in this past year's Breeders' Cup. We've seen this whole thing before. 5-1 is just crazy to me. I mean, granted, there's no real favorite in this race, so this horse could easily go off the favorite. I'm not crazy about Stone Age because I can't imagine. That's another one. Like, if Stone Age is 9-2, how is Nation's Pride 5-1? I mean, I know, listen, I get it. It's 4.5-5, but I got to favor the 10 over the 13 here. But, I mean, they're right around the same. Either one might be the favorite. But I'm going to go with another one besides Nation's Pride here, and that's Tis the Bomb, a horse that, we've talked about before. And finally, maybe just finally, I've been saying this horse is a turf horse for a long time. And if it's not a turf horse, it's a synthetic horse. It's not a dirt horse. This horse runs some big numbers on synthetic, especially. We know how that translates sometimes. McPeak Davis, okay. Hit a Bomb's doing well. I just think this horse wants... I hope he's going to be a grass horse. I mean, he obviously has run on grass before and won 2 out of 3 on grass. And not crazy numbers, but good enough. And this is as a 2-year-old.
Yep.
Left the grass to try to go in the Derby. Failed, experiment. Finally gets back. I think those synthetics with those big numbers kind of show me grass. So I'm going to play that one as well. So I really, really, really like the 10 here. Nation's Pride. And the 9's a little bit of a question mark for me, but totally wouldn't be surprised if he just, goes and wins this easy. So I'm going to go 10-9-10 on that race.
I'm not sure. You actually kind of convinced me into the 9 a little bit. That 9 looks super interesting there.
Well, if you remember, we did talk about that before. Yep. We brought up the point of when he transferred over, we did a show when we were just like, and everybody was like, "Tis the bomb." Tis the, and I'm like, he's a grass horse. And we talked about it. He went to synthetic and people were like, "Well, see," and it was like, "Well, it's synthetic. It's not dirt." And we'll see. I think this horse is a dirt horse. I expect a lot of things possibly out of him. I think he's got an upside on the turf.
Another underdog I want to throw out there. I don't know if I'm going to play it. It's going to be the 7 Side Dog. Who broke its maiden here. Got a lot of turf wins. Didn't come out to Belmont in the American and the Grade 2 well, but shows back up here after 2 months. I think 10-1 on that horse is very interesting. I'm going to see where that goes off at Composta.
Yeah, nice upswing with the Side Dog horse as well. Nice little ticking up the clock with his numbers, and that's always good, especially for a lightly raced, you know, 3-year-old before starts, just seems, and horse is 3 out of 4. I mean, at the end of the day, and all on turf. So I don't think that's crazy. I think 10-1 is a bit high for that horse. So I like the price play there if it stays around that, especially.
All right. Well, then let's move on to race number 10. It is a New York bred special maiden weight for 3-year-olds and up. We're 7 furlongs on the turf. I'll kick us off, and I'm going to say I'm going to go too deep here. And I'm going to take – it's not sexy prices, but it's 6-1 and 4-1. And the first one I'm going to take is the 12. Hey, Mac, it's Jack. Weird name. But this horse, you know, you look at the last 2 races, it's ran on the turf 2 times ago in that 75K main special weight. Manny Franco on board against Citizen K. Big number, big run, big time. This horse seems like it's ready to break through. And now you give me Irad Ortiz at Belmont Park. This horse seems like it's just primed to win this race. I really like where this horse is going. Seems to typically do much better on the turf than it does the dirt. I think this is a good spot here at 6-1. And the other one's going to be the 5 Feathers Road. Linda Ricehorse, you look at the last time, just missed. And you've got maybe one of the better turf jocks with Lescano on board. It easily could win this race by like a lot. I know it's ran 9 times, but it's been in the money 6. This horse is primed and ready to break its maiden and continue on at Feathers Road.
All right. I'm with you on the 5, but the 5 scares me to death because is this horse a hanger, AJ? I mean, look at his numbers. I mean, he's just barely off of not winning in 9 races, 6 of them. Like, we're talking ahead, 1 length. 3.
I'm looking at the 4 turf races, though.
Okay.
When I'm talking about that. So, I can overlook. That's what I was.
That's the word.
I can overlook 4 turf races at this point and say that this horse
dirt races, sure. But no. But that's what scares me about him, because I do think this horse is. I like the uptick, though, getting better and better. And then listen, that happens sometimes. Sometimes you're just not good enough at that time, and I feel like they would have made, you know, some sort of change. I mean, I know it's a quality road horse. Sure, maybe they think there's something to it. Get a, you know, a couple graded stakes, you know, and oh no, it's already gelded, so they couldn't even make that change. You know, you don't know. Like, you know, that's the only thing that scares me, that this horse can run with anybody. Let's see if he can run by anybody. It scares me a little bit. I like the 7 furlongs with this horse almost the best. But yeah, so I did play the horse in general. That's the only reason I'm actually scared of the horse. But I played the 7 here. I know that's not sexy at all for anybody. Salt K, who's the morning line, I think, favorite, right? I just think Chad Brown, third starts huge, usually moves to turf. I mean, Chad Brown knows what he's doing there. Should be super close, I think, or on the lead. I do like that 12. I do think that 12 is a little short, though. I do, on his last few races, and he's going to have to work to clear and he's going to have to work to clear the seven, I believe. So that could be trouble, because definitely I think if the 12 has a shot, he's got to go to the lead. Got to go to the lead there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not always easy from out there. You have to work. I mean, so we'll see. But the horse is fast enough to do it. I think this horse will be 2-1 at the post. The seven here, what I'm talking about, Salt K. You know, and if he's not, I would take a hard, hard look. If you don't see this seven being the like a 2-1 favorite, look at the firsters. That's going to be my,
That was going to be my question to you after we were done talking about it.
Yeah.
If any of those two were.
Yeah. Handicapping angle 101. You know what I mean? When you see a horse that you're like, okay, whatever. You see a firster taking some money. It doesn't even have to be the favorite, but you see that horse at like a 5-1 or, you know, stays at 7-2. And you see one of the horses taking a little bit more money when you see a, you know, the 4 at 8-1, maybe being down to 5, maybe being down to 4. You take a look at that horse. That's all I'll say, because somebody knows something. But I'm just going to go too deep. Don't trust the firsters really at all, unless I saw that angle, and then it'd be too late for my pick 4. But I will maybe make a double bet on one of those.
Especially that 4, you got Clement and Rosario. That could be.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely, if you saw something there, then yeah, I mean, you got to look at that. And that was one of the ones that I'm like, but I just think the 5-7 here are just too good. And yeah, the 12 can run. We know these horses can run. We know this. So we'll see what happens. So I'm just going to go 5-7 there.
All right. Well, let's finish this off with race number 11, still on the turf, but we're going to drop it down to a $30,000 claimer for 3-year-olds and up 6 furlongs, inner turf. I went too deep here, and I've got two horses that I crossed off. Actually,
I have a single, and I bet you crossed him off because he's the favorite.
Yes. No, I didn't cross him off. I never had him.
Okay.
Well, I went with the 6 after 5. After 5, taking a big class drop, broke its maiden here, and I know, you know, looking at its lines, you know, losing by 6, losing by 7. There's something about this horse. I mean, it broke its maiden here at Belmont with Johnny Velasquez on board. Comes back now 4-1. Just seems like, I don't know, second off of the long layoff. I like where this horse is at. Let's give it a shot. This horse could have nothing, but I also think your favorite could have nothing too. I'm not entirely sure. The one I want to go with that I'm actually really excited about is going to be the 3. He's a Stone Cold Fox coming off of the long layoff. They tried Parks on the dirt. I get it. Didn't work out. That's fine. But did break its maiden in a New York bred 70K main claimer. They tried him at the open allowance race. Didn't work out. But I think this is still an absolute spot for this horse to win in this claimer. Especially after 100s, I love these young horses after a long layoff.
But before you say that, this trainer's terrible off a layoff.
That's fine. I don't care about the trainer. I care about the horse. A 3-year-old. Mature.
That's the one who runs the race.
getting the opportunity to kind of mature after, you know. I mean, they grow up so much in that amount of time. So I'm imagining this horse who's run up here in New York before and put up a pretty good number in that main special weight coming back and running strong. So 12-1 is enticing to me. The 4 is the one that I crossed off who I'm.
The 5. Oh, the 4.
The four is one of them that I crossed off. The fact that, you know, 13 starts, you get the 1 win. I get it's dropping back down to this level of claiming races where it actually didn't run that bad. If the 4 will probably end be like a panic play on my ticket, because I'm going to be mad if the horse wins, because I did like it a lot, but he was one of the ones I crossed off. One of the other ones I crossed off was the 1, Umbria. But your 5 scared me. Your 5 yeah. scared me. So go ahead and tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, I'm going to tell you why, number one, I'm disappointed you're not taking the 5. Because if you look who the 5's father is, shame on you. That's your boy's daddy too. And when I say your boy, that's Straight No Chaser's father as well. Rest in peace, Spitzer. Number one.
Okay.
Number two, you love that drop. Look at the five drop.
I get the five drop. It concerns me because why?
Well, that's always the case, like seeing if you could do whatever. But they do like to sneak things.
Because this horse almost won that allowance race 2 times ago.
Well,
and ran a big number. Why are we driving to do a claim?
Well, you got to realize a lot of times, too, like people are afraid to like buy from like Wesley Ward or somebody, right? Because you don't know what the fuck's going on. You don't know. You know what I mean? You don't know if you can train him as good as him. You know, things like that. Because I'll give you some crazy stats. Second off the layoff, his stats, boom, huge, right? Blinkers on, huge. We're talking hundreds on his numbers. Like,
I get it. Oh, no, Ward, I 100%. I just don't. Why claim? Is it this is 30K move. Claimer?
But here's the thing. His allowance to claim is a huge move, which tells me, and I am learning this, that a lot of people are afraid to claim from certain people. Okay. Like, say, and I won't compare Wesley Ward to, like, Peter Miller. You don't claim a Peter Miller horse because guess what? You don't know what the fuck is going on with the horse, right? You know, let's face it, right? You don't claim from him. So, you know, I'm not saying Ward's like that, but there is something where certain trainers and the owners with those trainers are not afraid to drop because they're like, no one's going to take them from us. They don't know what special.
You think Christophe Clement or Linda Rice are not going to.
Because I don't know. Yes. A lot of times. Yeah. Because they can't figure out how the barn moves. Sometimes. I don't know Ward, but when Ward shows that stat, that usually means something like that. Okay. You know, like he's got a big number or he just always gets his horses claimed. I don't know the number of them to get claimed. No. So, but he just wins with them. But that does mean he wins with them when they get claimed. So that means he's not dropping many from allowance that aren't going to run, whether they get claimed or not. They're running well when they make this drop. So that was also a big number. But and I don't think these drops from 50 to 30 here or 80 even to 30 are that huge. I think they're getting a race in to go to Saratoga. I think they're trying to sneak him by possibly. He's a 4-year-old gelding with 1 win out of 8 starts. I don't think he's blown off the page on somebody, you know, to claim him. So it might be illogical. This might be where he actually belongs to dominate 30 to 50, right? So I like that. I like, you know, this horse can run the distance. I think this horse is going to be chalk, but I hopefully I'm cashing a ticket because I'm going to single him at the end of the day. I think this horse is going to go to the front and never look back. And yeah. So I'm going single right here with Sheriff Bianco.
I get it. It just scared me a lot. I mean, if you see that horse, I'm looking at this horse, and you look back at that allowance race it got second in, and you look at the time, and obviously the numbers that popped up on that one, I mean, were blazing and really, really good.
Yeah.
He has one bad performance. You drop him to the claimer. It just seems so suspect to me.
Well, yeah, I think it's off the layoff. Tried to get him a win. Didn't get it. You know, kept him at the same price.
Try him at another allowance. I think he needed to get
the win. At 4, I really think it's and I could be way off base here, but I really think it's, you know, you're putting Gaffione on. I think you want to win. I think you want to get the horse to win, and you're crossing your fingers a little bit.
Right.
Because I think at the end of the day, they're looking at him as a 4-year-old that, you know, has a decent upside, trains okay. But is he, you know, let's see if anybody takes a risk on him here because, you know, still 1 win, 4-year-olds.
I mean, I guess you only bought him for 50K and he's already earned over 107, so why not?
Yeah, exactly. Or that. Or the owners are like, hey, let's dump him before he costs us too much money. Yeah. Who knows? You might be right. He might be a horse that's, I don't want to say, I don't think trainers run horses injured, but maybe he's an injury prone horse. Maybe the horse doesn't want to run every day. Maybe he's got an attitude in the barn. But like I said, when you have that number that you do well at it, whether it's claimed or not, it's a pretty, you do this move.
Right.
And it works. So, you know, unless, you know, the owners and Wesley Ward's like, hey, we'll drop him and get rid of him, but he's going to run well. You know, because, you know, at the end of the day, people realize when you claim a horse, it's like a lemon law. You still have to go through like vets and everything. Yeah, that. Yeah, that used to not be the case, which you imagine that. You buy a horse that's like comes out of the gate like this, and you're like, really? Now I'm stuck with him. But yeah, I mean, so you still have that, and I'm pretty sure Tin Naira has that as well as most of the tracks I know. So yeah, like, but you know, sometimes you want to dump a horse. I deal with that. I won't say the horses, but there's some we have that, you know, we're like kind of hope the horse gets claimed in the long run, because if you're a single owner, not like 100 people, like, this is costing me a lot of money. Is this horse ever going to, you know, like you said, dude, his $107,000 is probably gone. Even though they bought him for 50, they probably spent 50 on him.
Yeah. So but you dump it, you claim them now, you break 30, even.
They probably made
you move 10 on. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So claiming game's weird. We should have somebody on one day to talk more about that. It's interesting. But I just think this horse is just, if he's right, much the best. I mean,
oh, 100%. But also, that's what scared me.
Yeah. See, I like the second,
especially in the last leg of a pick four, because you know it never seems to work out that way.
He's 4 too. I do like that too. Like three and up, I like the 4 year old more than the 3 year olds. You know.
Yep.
Yeah. So no, I just didn't like this race that much. But with your one, you might get a coupled entry.
Yep, if they're also eligible, the other one, yep.
Yeah, first also eligible in, and not a bad horse.
Interesting to see where the scratches go. We got rain today up there at Belmont, but it's supposed to be dry tomorrow, so we should be pretty good on our turf races and dirt races.
All right, well, there it is. And anybody out there that wants AJ and I to do any tracks on the weekend, I know we have Del Mar coming up and everything like that, but we kind of have a week off next week, so let us know what you want. And we'll try to do that for you, because I know we'll have Del Mar, we'll have Saratoga opening up. So we'll have some big things to do there. But before that, or whatever you guys want, let us know. And we'll try to talk some nonsense about some horses.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it. All right. So for us at Triple Clowns, we'll see you later, everybody.